Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some harping, we'll celebrate the birthdays of George Hamilton Green and Al Jolson, and go to Paris at midnight. But first, we'll get on with the show. Last week, May 28th in 1929, marked the debut at the Winter Garden Theater in New York of Warner Brothers' first all-color talking picture, On With the Show. It starred Joe E. Brown and Arthur Lake and was Ethel Waters' film debut, as well as the film debut of John William Sublette, better known as Bubbles of Buck and Bubbles. Ads at the time claimed you will be utterly amazed at the lifelikeness of this latest screen achievement. On With the Show will thrill and astonish you. It will convince you that Warner Brothers have now achieved screen entertainment with every human attribute but the actual breath of life itself. Well, unfortunately, all that remains is a poor black-and-white print of the film, but we're going to get on with the show with a medley from On With the Show. Here's Von DeLeith.
Thank you. showed him the kitchen, and he promised to be true. She showed him this, she showed him that, then Ma let out a roar. Maggie!
Yes, Ma?
Show that fellow the door!
Despite Alan Breeze and Harold Chip's Chippendales' statements to the contrary, the show is not over. Far from it, as a matter of fact. They were backed by Billy Cotton and his band on May 26, 1934. The Show Is Over was written by Sam Coslow, Con Conrad, and Al Dubin, and was preceded by Paul Specht and his orchestra, with Johnny Morris providing the vocal on Show That Fella the Door from January 4, 1926. Show That Fella the Door was written by Eddie Stone and Hubert W. David. Before that, we heard the Rhythmic Troubadours, a Stan Greening band, with The Punch and Judy Show, recorded February 6, 1930. We started the show with a medley from On With the Show, with Von DeLeith and Bob Herring and his orchestra from a 12-inch Brunswick disc. Included, you heard Let Me Have My Dreams, Am I Blue, and Birmingham Bertha, all composed by Harry Axt, with the lyrics by Grant Clark, whom we spotlighted last week. Von DeLeith also recorded a couple of other versions, one as part of the Edison All-Star Ensemble. This show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I got an email from listener Rich in Illinois last week asking for anything by Mario Lorenzi. I do have one Mario Lorenzi record, which will start off a harp set.
These days you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you're gonna miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey, when you're far away. I'll be so lonely just for you only, babe. You know, honey, you always have your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You're gonna miss your little baby, baby, some of these days.
Coming.
Christmas is coming,
Christmas is coming again. But that never thrills me, the thought of it chills me. I'll tell you, it fills me with pain. It makes me remember a Christmas gone by, when I was extremely upset. A night in December, an evening that I would very much rather forget. For I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a tune we can sing, but somehow I don't think they noticed the thing. I took my harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the dumpling away.
organ to play a mouth organ, and somebody else did a dance. They let Mrs. Carter perform a sonata, but I wasn't given a chance. A North Country person called Sandy McPherson played bagpipes and took off his coat, while both of his faucets burst out of their corsets in trying to take a top note. They sang Home Sweet Home and the Banks of Loch Lomond, then all the king's horses and trees, while nephews and nieces kept playing their pieces and spreading their jam on the keys. A daughter called Lena played her concertina. We all played ridiculous games, till old Mr. Dyer set his whiskers on fire and the fire engine played on the flames. Oh.
I always does things right.
Boy, you is a fast black, ain't you?
You said it. Hey, gal, give me a kiss and I'll play you a tune.
Play the tune and the kiss will come later. And say, Henry, I'll accompany you on the flute.
All right, what'll we play?
Turkey in the Straw, and then we'll wade through the Swanee River.
Well, let's go then. How is that, gal? Does I earn the tip?
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, gal, you know that kiss was just like music.
Blue music?
Played by a music man that knows.
It was sweet music, boy.
Yeah, real music.
You know the kind like a trombone blows. Why, you jazzed it on your harp.
And you played it on your flute.
Now let's romp on the violin.
And gal will do it cute.
Why, of course, and that ain't nothing.
Cause I played it flat and sharp.
And I claim you is the demon.
I'm a old dude's harp.
And I claim you is the demon
from my old hilltop.
We began that harp set with a request from listener Rich in Illinois for something by 1930s jazz harpist Mario Harp Lorenzi. That was Some of These Days from 1935 with a vocal by Marjorie Stedford. Some of These Days was written in 1910 by Shelton Brooks for the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker, who recorded the first of several versions in 1911 and for whom it became a signature song. Next was Billy Cotton and his band with Harry Fay vocalizing on I Took My Harp to a Party, recorded in London on October 22, 1933. Noel Gay and Desmond Carter wrote it, but in the late 40s Larry Vincent recorded a version, which was changed slightly to I Took My Organ to the Party, which somehow seems much more risque. We finished up with a harp of a different kind. That was Al Bernard and Ernest Hare in January of 1923, and I'm a Demon on My Old Jew's Harp. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, May 26, marked the birth in 1886 in Lithuania of Asa Jolson, better known as Al Jolson. Actually, that may or may not have been the real day or even the real year of his birth. It's not known exactly when Jolson was born, but he chose May 26th as his birthday simply because he liked the idea of being born in the spring. The family immigrated to the U.S. and settled in Washington, D.C., where Jolson's father was a cantor. His mother died when Al was 9, and much to the dismay of his father, who had hoped Al would become a cantor, he left home to try a shot at show business, as his older brother had done. Al teamed up with his brother Harry and Joe Palmer in an act known as Jolson, Palmer, and Jolson, but in 1905 Al was out on his own. It was while appearing at the National Theater in San Francisco that he first coined the phrase, "You ain't seen nothing yet." In 1908, he joined Lou Dockstetter's minstrel shows, and in 1911 was hired by the Schubert brothers to appear in their revue La Belle Paris at the new Winter Garden Theater. He went on to star in a series of Broadway musicals, the last being Hold On to Your Hats in 1940. In 1926, he sang 3 songs in an experimental sound short film, A Plantation Act, and then starred in the first full-length talkie film, The Jazz Singer, in 1927, followed by The Singing Fool, Sonny Boy, Say It With Songs, Big Boy, Mammy, and Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. By 1932, he had his own radio program, and during the 30s, his records sold extremely well. Jolson entertained troops during World War II, and in 1946, Columbia released his film biography, The Jolson Story, with Larry Parks, who was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar. Jolson's own singing was dubbed into the film. Al Jolson died on October 23, 1950, in San Francisco, and is buried in an elaborate monument at Hillside Memorial Park. Here's Al Jolson.
Every morn my memory strays across the sea where flying fishes play. And as the night is falling, I find myself recalling that blissful, all-enthralling day. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and sailed. The word I long to hear.
same. I tenderly caress her, close to my heart I press her, upon that golden yesterday. I found my love in
but you ain't heard nothing yet. In the hall, we we act as grand, but you ain't heard nothing yet. When we talk about the weather, then we cuddle close together. That's great, but wait, oh say, you ain't heard nothing yet. She's got the charms, the curving arms, but you ain't heard nothing yet. And I can't wait until the date when I'm married to my pet. We were gonna have some cute things running round our bungalow, you bet. We'll first commence with a picket fence, but you ain't heard nothing yet. She's all I ever wanted. My dreams are always haunted by this sweet sweetie of mine. I'll say she's simply divine, da-da-da. She's just the sort of girlie you all adore. So I'm gonna speak my piece again, just to make you sore. Say, when I call, she takes my hand. Listen, folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. And in the hall, why, we act just grand, but you ain't heard nothing yet. And when we talk about the weather, then we cuddle close together. Just wait, but wait, oh, you ain't heard nothing yet. She's got the charms, such curving arms. You ain't heard nothing yet. And when those arms are around my neck, say, believe me, boys, I'm set. And when the lights are turned down low, I hug and kiss my pet. Now she'd get sore if I told you more, but you ain't heard nothing yet.
Spoken by Al Jolson in The Jazz Singer and a similar line in the 1926 short A Plantation Act, that's a phrase inextricably linked to Jolson, You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet. You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet is from the show Sinbad, which opened at the Winter Garden Theater on February 14, 1918. This recording was made the following year on September 21st. Before that was Morning Will Come from the show Bombo, written by Jolson, Buddy De Silva, and Con Conrad. That recording is from April 15, 1923, and was preceded by a tune I hope you recognize, Avalon, written by Jolson, De Silva, and Vincent Rose, waxed August 16, 1920. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, May 23rd, marked the birth in 1893 in Omaha, Nebraska, of xylophonist George Hamilton Green. Along with his older brother Joe Green, sometimes working together, sometimes individually, beginning in 1916, they recorded extensively for nearly every company, most notably as the Green Brothers Novelty Orchestra, which included their younger brother Lou Green, also a professional musician who played guitar and banjo. The Green Brothers Novelty Orchestra performed the soundtracks on the first Disney cartoons, Steamboat Willie, The Opry House, and Skeleton Dance. George Hamilton Green made his debut in 1906, performing solo xylophone in his father's band on an instrument he had made himself. He performed throughout the Midwest as a concert and vaudeville artist, earning the titles The World's Fastest Xylophonist and Speed King of the Xylophone. In addition to the xylophone, George also played piano and was proficient at trap drumming. Besides performing on records and radio, he also taught and composed popular tunes. Joe Green died in 1939 of complications following an operation, and George retired from the music business soon afterwards and worked as a cartoonist from his home in Woodstock, New York. He died in 1970. Here, courtesy of the Green Brothers' nephew, Lou Green, is George Hamilton Green. Thank you. Well, there's just a small representative sample of the huge recorded output of George Hamilton Green. We begin with one of many of his ragtime compositions, The Ragtime Robin, accompanied by Frank Banta from around 1926. Next, from September 21st, 1928, was what is probably a familiar tune, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. And we finished up our tribute to George Hamilton Green with the All-Star Trio, Green, saxophonist Wheeler Wadsworth, and pianist Victor Arden, and a Wadsworth-Arden collaboration, Just Blue, recorded September 20th, 1918. All of those recordings and 109 others are available on a fantastic 6-CD set called the Green Brothers Masters of the Xylophone Collection, produced by George Hamilton and Joe Green's nephew, Lou Green. You can see the complete contents and ordering information at www.georgehamiltongreen.com, and I hope you'll check it out. That's georgehamiltongreen.com. Woody Allen has a new movie out called Midnight in Paris. I haven't seen it yet, but I like Woody Allen's movies, and this one has gotten good reviews. I'll have to make a point of seeing it this week. Woody Allen has a movie called Midnight in Paris, and coincidentally, Annunzio Montovani and his Tipica Orchestra have a record called Midnight in Paris. And here it is.
Midnight in Paris, chérie. Hearts are young, love is free. Won't you share it with me? Toujours l'amour. Though hearts are in danger at midnight in Paris, chérie. What's to be is to be. Won't you share love with me? Thank you.
We begin that midnight set with Annunzio Mantovani and his Tipica Orchestra and a song with a Latin flavor that was Tipica of his Tipica Orchestra, Midnight in Paris. Mantovani started by playing salon and dance music at the Metropole Hotel in 1925. No, the Metropole Hotel in London, not the one here in Avalon. The Metropole opened in 1885, but was requisitioned by the government leading up to World War I. But it reopened as a hotel in 1921, only to be taken over again by the government in the run-up to World War II. It had been unoccupied since 2004, but reopened this year as the Corinthia Hotel London, managed by Hilton Hotels. Midnight in Paris was written by Con Conrad and Herb Magidson and was recorded at the Monsignor Restaurant on February 6, 1936. That was followed by Frank Ellis and his Hotel St. Francis Orchestra, the personnel of which is completely unknown. We heard Midnight Moonlight, recorded in San Francisco on March 3, 1927. And we finished up with the original Yellow Jackets and Business After Midnight, recorded by an American Recording Corporation field unit in Hot Springs, Arkansas, on March 5, 1937, the one and only time a recording company came to Hot Springs. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.